how the rod work and where the rod come from and what have the rod come for.
Yes, sir.
See, I told you you'd never heard this before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, a rod.
Yes, sir.
A rod that will make you a financial commander.
Yes, sir.
A rod that will make you, give me some time, boy. Put my phone up here and give me some time here, because I'm not going to run out tonight. Where my son at? All right, give me time. Time, punch 45, 50 minutes on that. Now, Mr. Can I get you to go with me now? If you listen closely, because now I'm stumbling and fumbling now because the Lord didn't put me out here.
Yes,
I had to trust him, you understand?
Yes,
yeah, I never have no path set way, you understand?
Yes,
so you got to pray with me and work with me. But you know, we're talking about a rod now that will swallow up all lack and all debt. Just swallow it up.
Yeah.
So you've been trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Now, I got on this paper what he told me to write. All financial pressures will be dealt with tonight. Anybody under the sound of my voice, out in the audience, the television audience, you got financial pressure. It will be swallowed up tonight.
Yes,
sir. The children of the people of Israel really needed a miraculous deliverance. Because they were, I don't know, this is kind of Louisiana. They were squatting in impossibilities. And many under the sound of my voice tonight, I won't point at none of you all, many under the sound of my voice tonight, you're squatting in financial impossibility. You have dreams, you have vision, but you need money to go along with it. Can I get a loud amen on that?
Amen.
How many of y'all want your money? How many of y'all know that financial freedom is available to you? All right. Financially, the people of God need a mighty financial deliverance. I mean the church at large, you see. I travel all over the world, but the church at large, you see, the church got run into the government, and the church think that the government gonna set them free.
Yeah.
But that's the government is not our source.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Matter of fact, God economy worked better in the family.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again.
Yes, sir.
God economy worked better in time of famine.
Yes.
God like to produce stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on.
And then I'll say this to you, and then we'll go to the word. All the things I've said prior to this moment, they will not happen by regular standards. Get it out your mind. Get it out your mind. You will not walk in financial freedom by regular standards. What I say?
You will not walk in financial freedom by regular standards.
Here in Exodus chapter 7, verse 8, and this is where the Lord gave me this revelation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show me a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Verse 10, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord has commanded. Very important. Very important. For it seemed like to me, now don't y'all get afraid, this is the way I talk, me and God work like this. God gives some crazy instructions sometimes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It seems like God will get you killed. Get you to do something that is not normal, not ordinary, and your brain can't calculate it.
Right. Yes, sir.
And sometimes that's why we need the essence of faith.
Yes, sir.
To operate with God, you're going to need to operate in faith because sometimes he's going to tell you to do something.
Yeah.
He's not going to explain it,
right. Yes, sir.
But he's going to demand it.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
I think that's the key factor there.
Yeah.
He's not going to explain it,
yeah,
but he's going to demand it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to have to be walking by faith,
yes, sir,
or you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
See. If you rely on your high IQ, you'll never walk where I'm talking about.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because God will tell you do things,
yes,
and you're going to have to obey it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about having meeting. Y'all, people just have meeting. I'm not talking about having no meeting. I need to see some results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll give you a testimony.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you this testimony. Some of y'all heard it?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all not going to even believe this.
Yes, sir.
A woman sold $4,000 into my wife at the end of the week.
Yep.
The first of the week she went to work, her boss called her in the office and gave her a $4,000 a month raise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
That just happened.
Yeah.
She sold $4,000, my sister.
Yeah.
Now, that's $48,000 a year, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
She received a $4,000, so she just called in the office.
Yes, sir.
I think she might be here.
Have
you ever heard anybody getting a $4,000 a month raise from sowing a seed?
No, sir. No. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
When last time you got $4,000 raise? Boss just called you in the office and said, I'm going to give you $4,000. Listen now. I want you to walk with me. I might have to finish this tomorrow night. I might get a little crazy tonight. I just, you know, because this is Bakatalaya. This, This is off the hook where we're about to go. And so many people are going to get free tonight. Prophetically. That's how I say it? Prophetically. Look at that 10th verse again. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. That's why I stopped, you remember? And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servant, and it became a serpent. You see that? Then the 11th verse said, then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, not a magician of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantment. For they carried down every man his rod, and they became serpents. Don't look at me, look at your book. But Aaron's rod, swallowed up their rod. So the Lord said to me, every man and woman I sent out to do on a commission for me, I give them a rod.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a rod.
Hallelujah. Wow.
And then he said to me, money cometh is a financial rod. It is a prophetic financial rod that swallow up lack and debt. Before this meeting is over, my desire for everyone in the sound of my voice to leave here with this rod in their hand. That any type of financial bondage, pressure, lack that you're dealing with, the revelation of the propheticness of money coming, you will catch a hold of it and work it till it answers you. It has to answer. Money cometh has to answer to you, because God has sent it to you for financial deliverance. Are you following me? All right. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Every commission from God has a rod of authority. Mm-hmm. In other words, in the first chapter of Hebrews, the Lord was ministering to Jesus. He started talking about a scepter. If you can get the revelation of money coming, it will be a scepter pointing towards you the rest of your life. To bring you into financial kingship. Yes, sir. To rule and reign in finances. Yes, sir. Psalm 110. Yes. Psalm 110. Hallelujah. I guess I'll just go ahead and get ahead of myself. Psalm 110. Now I don't know, the Holy Spirit, you got to help me now. I don't know if you're really understanding what I'm saying. I don't know if you all been, how many of you all have spent enough time around me to hear many things that have been said about money coming. But it's prophetic. Yes. It's from God and it's for the body of Christ. Yes. But you can't talk against it and get it. You can't leave here and make fun like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that you not that you know that wasn't all that deep. You can't leave here because I got too much evidence.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. Too much evidence. Yeah. See, it's easy to have plenty of money.
Yeah.
I said easy.
It's easy
to have plenty of money.
Yeah.
It's easy to be debt free.
For
the Father had provided for us. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You are designed by God to rule financially in the midst of your enemy. Matter of fact, God is looking for some whom he can use in this capacity. See, what you have to understand is this financial status is not just about you. It's about God's work. It's about God's kingdom. It's about somebody with kingdom citizenship on earth functioning on God's behalf financially. God but now never catch you wanting to function for him financially. Because he's looking for stewards as well as treasurers to handle his abundance. See, you must become a steward and a treasurer for God. What I say? You must know how to manage what you have so he can trust you with more. You've been faithful with a few things. What did he say? I'll make you rule over many. Money the same thing. Money is, I don't know why they put money in another category. Money is the same thing. The Bible says money is a defense.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is a defense.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how high spiritually can you go to put money with wisdom?
Come on, Apostle.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
Yes, sir.
I ran up on that. Money is a defense. It said wisdom. Money is a defense. Wisdom is a defense.
Yes, sir.
So wise folks talked about, you don't need to talk about money that much.
Yeah.
Wise folks.
Yeah.
Wise broke folks.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a wise broke person. The Bible said that. I tried to explain it one time. No such thing. They don't exist. Wise, broke people don't exist. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like my little Bible. That's why I like to bring it with it. It's got to capture over this Psalm 110. And this is what it says, and I think you need to capture this. About finances, the Lord's ruling power. I say the Lord's ruling power. And so in this, the Lord, the first verse said, the Lord said unto my Lord. The Lord said unto my Lord. Who are the two Lords are? The Lord said to my Lord. I got stuck there now. I read it many times. But the Lord said unto my Lord. Two Lords talking. Sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemy thy footstool. One of the greatest enemies the church has is lacking limitation. You know, most Christians go on vacation on a credit card. That ain't much of a vacation because you had to think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody lack limitation. I've been through limitations.
Yes,
nobody, you lie.
Yes,
you lie. You tell me you lying. You tell me you lack limitation.
Right.
You're lying. The truth not in you. Because
right.
You're not built to lack limitation.
Right. Yes,
you built to be unlimited.
Yes,
what?
Yes,
you serve an unlimited God. Jesus is an unlimited Lord.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is an unlimited ability.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Wow. God knows you need finance to live here.
Yes.
And he wants you to live big.
Yes, sir.
I said, yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it.
Yep.
God
yep.
wants you to live
yep.
big. Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
Yes,
God wants you to live big.
Right.
You can't live big broke. Now notice verse 2. Hallelujah. Notice verse 2. For $1,000 check. Notice verse 2. Psalm 110. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemy. Now you know what John 10:10 said, right? Huh? And he has been doing a good job on the church. When it comes down to finances. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. How? You know, Jesus wasn't talking about being broke. He wasn't talking about, talking about money too. So here this rod should enable you to rule in the midst of your enemy. The rod will swallow up lack and debt. And when the Lord gave me money coming, I didn't know it. Money coming is a rod sent to the body of Christ. To get them out of all financial dilemma.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to get out?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not talking about the confession, I'm out.
Yeah.
See, somebody say, I'm out in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about that night.
Yeah.
Hold that.
Hold
you know, I'm not talking about no, I ain't talking about no confession.
Yeah.
I'm talking about really being out by manifestation and by demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Say it, I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Life.
Say the money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Wow. Money cometh is a financial rod. A rod placed in my hand to set the body of Christ free. From all financial oppression and frustration. Money cometh is a prosperity rod that the body of Christ have never seen before. Been over 20 years. God has revealed the mystery of abundance. Money. Get ready to write these notes down. Every financial enemy in your life will be destroyed tonight. Everything that keep eating your finances up will be destroyed tonight. I can't hear y'all. Every financial enemy in your life will be destroyed tonight. Lack, limitation, not having enough. Every one of them will be destroyed. If you come on, go with me here. They will be destroyed supernaturally tonight. Everyone. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By prophetic utterance. By impartation. You in here, aren't you? Well, he's talking to you. Not a regular teaching. Not regular prosperity syllabus. I don't know if you come here. I don't know what you come here for. Not no regular teaching, just A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If that was a soul, we'd be out already. We got some good teachers. I didn't come here to teach you. I came here to reach you. I need the Holy Ghost help up in here tonight. This will not be regular. You about to rule and reign. $250. You about to rule and reign. Get ready. That's a handful of money there. Look at that. That's a handful of money. Look at that. That anointing is on me, but every time I preach to somebody, I'm imparting it to them. If they connect properly. If you connect properly, if you don't sit there and become judgmental because you never seen it like this before. Shut your mouth and open your heart. Yes, sir. Yeah, people get it. Stop being so judgmental and trying to figure it out. You can't figure this out. Either get in, get out, get run over. Somebody in here getting it. You see, when you open your spirit by the anointing that's in my life, come in you. And come on you. These illustrations to show you how money come at work. I don't have no string or magic wand for a man to come with all these $100 bills and just put in my hand. I don't even know him. Where he come from? Men who submit, women who submit to my ministry, their ministry is having the same action. Yes, sir. Men who reject me, don't people, nobody give them nothing. They got to have that little hustle day. Then they give them $3,000. A little hustle day. You know, a little hustle day? Yeah. Turn with me to I'm financial freedom. Oh, Lord. God says, remember Moses said, tell him who I am? He said to me, I am financial freedom. So I am financial freedom. Put this financial rod in my hand for you. I come to put it in your hand. See, God can say this. God says, I am financial freedom. You hear? No, I'm not saying it. God's saying it. I am financial freedom. Are we going to call God a liar tonight? No. We got to get all these old erroneous teaching out of our mind about money. Yeah. Nothing wrong with money. Right. Money is not evil. Right. Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Don't look at people who got money and think they're evil. Right. Ain't nobody going to hear about I'm doing all right. Some people say, I'm doing all right. Anybody come out here and preach about, no, I'm doing all right. God doesn't know I'm doing all right, God. Abraham would lead the service, if you heard you say that. With two fingers up, that means I'm Baptist. That means I'm not coming back. One, I'm going to the restroom. The second finger means I'm not coming back. Go back to Exodus with me. Chapter 3. So I want you to hear him saying to you tonight, I am financial freedom.
I am financial freedom.
Say it. Two.
I am
financial freedom. Say it two or three times.
I am financial freedom.
Because you believe.
Because
you need to hear yourself saying what God said he is. And your bills need to hear it. You got your shouting clothes on? All your bills' days are numbered.
Come on, yes, sir.
Okay, I can't hear you. Every bill you got, their days are numbered. They shouldn't have never let you come under this service tonight. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what. Your bills' days are numbered. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My bill's dead.
My bill's dead.
Now I'm just saying this with you.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Yeah, come on, Apostle.
I'm just saying this with you, you know.
Yeah, we got it. Yes, sir.
See, I was told by a father I had, the proof in the pudding is the eating.
Yes,
have you ever looked at something that looked like it cooked real good?
Yes,
and you took your first bite and said, oh, Lord, I wish I'd never seen it. Woman says she was a good cook, you know.
Yeah.
You want to be polite.
Yeah.
I told a story of a man who later made some gumbo, and he had it wasn't too good, so he said, he was looking at that cake, was sitting in the window there. Had a cake. So he said, well, maybe I'll get dessert because this gumbo is tough. And so she said, you want some dessert? And he was looking at the cake, and it was, you know, a white cake with raisin on it. And he said, yeah, oh, yeah. And he said, I'm going to take a piece of that cake now. Get a piece of that cake. So the lady went over there, and she said, whew. I was fly. There wasn't no raisin. She cut him a piece. My dad told that story, man. Come on, let's read Exodus here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to Exodus here. Go back to Exodus 3. I'm a little slow tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, though. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought you come up here just now. Oh, it's your brother. All right.
Hallelujah.
Now, notice with me here, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? What is his name? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now, my goodness, let me see. Go with me to Exodus 4. Like I said, I might just be to introduce this tonight because it's territory I'm walking through. Exodus 4, verse 1, and Moses answered, said, but behold, they would not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they would say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Turn to Job. We'll go a few scriptures tonight. I'm almost through. Glory to God. Job 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've said enough. Don't have to be deep stuff. Yes, sir. I've said enough for you to go financially free.
Yes,
see. I told you it's beyond teaching.
Yes,
we got up some teaching, boy.
Yes,
we got some good teachers.
Yes, sir.
But most of our teachers broke. Because they teach so well, they don't know who I am.
Yeah, come on, apostle. Yeah, come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
See, when God wants to bring a deliverance in a certain area, He chooses who He wants.
That's it. That's it.
Nobody ain't sending somebody. You can't vote on it.
That's right.
Lord, why you didn't give money coming to somebody else? He didn't want to give it to him. He came in the country and found me.
Yes, sir.
Then made me a wealthy man.
Yes, sir.
So it'd be some evidence.
Yes,
then I got wealthy men and women coming up under me.
Yes, sir.
Living like they never lived before.
Yes,
living in another, he wanted them right there. He wanted them right there.
Yes, sir.
Was on welfare.
Yes, sir.
Way far from welfare now, though.
Yes, sir.
His wife said she liked to hear a call when she started in the garage. No, I know she ever let it run like that. Man. Job 22:28. What does this mean? Thou shall also what?
Decree
a thing, and what happened? Look what the last part of it said now. See, anything you need from God, you need light.
Yes, sir.
You need to be able to see things the way God sees it.
Right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, there come a point in your life. Oh my God, I don't know if I should tell you this. There will come a point in your life, the Holy Ghost is saying through me now, that you're going to move beyond saying
right.
To seeing.
Yeah. Yes, come on, apostle.
It is God's desire for you to say something so long,
but
then you should see it. Your confession should turn from verbal.
Yeah. Wow.
To vision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or to view.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got your
yeah.
See, we got stuck on confession, but God turned to Jeremiah 33. God wants somebody to visualize Him. God wants somebody to wear what He's saying.
Yes.
While you're doing it, get Psalm 35:27. Also, these two verses. God wants you to wear it. God don't just want you to say it. God wants you to, you come to word. You ready? Show it. To people who have no revelation. To religious people. Who believe it's not real?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Enough of us go to manifesting. Yeah. Somebody gonna get on their knees. Go back to Jeremiah 33:9 first. Listen, I never heard this before. I heard it right here.
Yes, sir.
God wants you to move beyond verbal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God wants you to bring him in view. God's not a man that he should lie.
Yeah.
If he said it,
yeah,
he'll make it good.
Yeah.
We've been talking about prosperity for the last centuries after centuries.
Yes, sir.
And very few in the body of Christ really know what real prosperity is. I'm talking about money now.
Yes,
financial prosperity.
Yes,
prosperity is more broad than money, but the money part where we've been stuck at.
Yes, sir.
We can praise.
Yes, sir.
We prosperous praise them.
Yes, sir.
We got some beautiful voice. We can sing and we can play.
Yeah.
But I tell you, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to be just factual with you. There's another plan God wants you to do.
Yes, sir. Come on.
P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. Yeah. That's another plan God wants you to do.
Yeah.
God, yeah, God wants you to have fun in life.
Yes, sir.
You can't have no fun without no money. If you tell me you can have fun without money, I'm not going with you. Because you're going to sit on the back row. You're never going to go to first class.
Yes,
you're always going to be making an excuse the plan going the same place.
Yeah.
No, but it's not going the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
When I got in first class, I said, Lord Jesus, been back there with them people eating them peanuts. This lady come out here with a tray with a menu.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see some of y'all never been up there yet. It shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and honor. Three things: joy, praise, and honor to God. Now, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? It shall be to me a praise. Wait a minute. A joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth. How many see that?
Yes,
it's a $1,000 check case with your notice out. Now notice what he said. What shall hear all the good, all the good that I do unto them. God won't do you. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity, that word procured on it, that I place unto them. God is talking about putting his prosperity on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many want it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all still religious? Psalm 35:27. I'll get back to the decree. Look at this. This is one of the first verses that got me out. I read that verse. Oh, let them shout for joy and be glad that failed my righteous cause. I know I favored his righteous cause. And she let them say, continue, let the Lord be magnified. I did that. What? He said, what has what? In the prosperity of his servant. And you know what I said after that?
Right.
If God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant,
yes,
how much more pleasure he have in the prosperity of his sons and daughters?
Yes,
so you not being prosperly, manifestedly, is displeasing to God.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all want to please the Father?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold your hand up. Keep your hand up. Because this is going to get you out.
Yes, sir.
I want to please the Father. So now all the more religious thoughts you got and ideas you got about prosperity and not having much money, just get that off your mind.
Yes, sir.
And now you know if you permit the Lord to prosper you, it's pleasure to him.
Yes, sir.
You can put your hand out. Let me compare this scripture with another scripture. Hold it there. That I just saw.
Yes, sir.
Would pleasure to you mean pleasing?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know what Hebrews 11:6 said about faith?
Yes, sir.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a reward of them that didn't seek him. Somewhere, somehow, I just got this now. I've got this through this.
Yeah.
Somewhere, somehow, you have not been pleasing God.
Wow.
You've been in the church 20, 25, 30 years, you should have had your money.
Yeah.
Been in the church 20, 25, 30 years, 10 years, you should have had your money.
Yeah.
you had the right teaching and the right kind of church, you should be completely out of debt right now. But he says, without faith, it does not give God pleasure.
Right.
It doesn't please God. Same here with money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your inheritance
yeah.
is waiting on you. Tell the person next to you, your inheritance is waiting on you. Wait a minute. They might turn this and tell them your money inheritance is waiting on you. So, go back to that verse in Job. I might have to wrap up on that tonight, but I didn't get far. Because what I want to decree in here tonight, and I'm qualified to decree it, and I hope you take it. I decree no more empty hands in here. In other words, every time you need it, from the night you're going to have it. I said I decree no more empty hands. Every time you need it, watch, I want it. You're going to have it in your hands. You receive that? Huh? There will be no more money discussion in your life. When you have money, you never discuss money. I'm calling for money masters out of these meetings. For the master. Mastering money for the master.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to show you this. Sit down a minute. And thank you for putting up with us. I told the Lord I was coming anyway. He said, we don't have the air yet. I said, I'm coming anyway. I got he gave me $15,000.
Yeah,
already. And another check from him poisoning. You see Job 22:28 again? Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up. God's, wait, now, if you can get on this vehicle here, because I've been where some of you all are, and I'm not talking down to you, I'm just trying to talk you up. If you riding in your life now in the vehicle of lack, or if you're riding in the vehicle of limitation, now you know where you are. You know where you are financially, and I know you got some hard work in you, but hard work don't get it. Or if you under my voice here around the world anywhere, any country, any nation, and suffering in financial famine or paycheck to paycheck living, you want to listen real close.
Yes, sir.
What I'm about to say. No, I got to build it a little more, because if I say it, you're not going to get it. If your financial status are not where you know they're supposed to be, you don't have to raise your hand. No, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to them at large. You don't have to raise your hand. Nobody will raise their hand on that. You know, if your financial status are not where they're supposed to be, I'm about to say something. They're going to set you totally free. I promise they're going to set you free. I promise you're going to set you free. I don't care what your financial conditions are. If you hear from the prophetic voice that I'm speaking out of tonight, it's going to be over.
Come on, Apostle.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
God's economy works better in famine.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't get it crossed. I didn't get it crossed. I didn't cross. See, when you have lack and limitation, you're in a lot of debt, and you love the Lord, and you've been paying your tithe, you've been serving God, and you're still living in a famine. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck, that's a famine. But God's economy worked better in famine. I didn't get it crossed. I didn't get it crossed. Let me say it this way. Maybe the worse off you are tonight, the better off you will be being here. Because what I'm saying is impartation is taking place in here tonight. And the money coming rod is being released in here tonight. And just like Moses told, go borrow. God said, you will not leave your empty hand. Now, how could God fix those people's mind to give that money, to have that wealth transferring? Yeah. Right there, they didn't know what they're doing because God was planning on killing them.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I said what I was.
That's right.
Yeah. God was planning on killing them because they wasn't going to obey him anyway. Yeah. Right. So God, they borrowed from them and God canceled it in the Red Sea.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
He knew what was going to happen.
Right.
He made Pharaoh hard.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
So whoever in the worst condition you have, you had the best meeting you ever been to in your life. You just look straight ahead. You don't have to let nobody. Just look straight ahead. But God economy works better in famine. I can prove it with Abraham and Isaac, Jacob. I'm a famine. I lived in a famine so long, like I am a famine. But God economy got into me. I'll never see it again. I want to leave you with this. We read Job 22:28-29. Huh? Here's where the hang up at. We can decree a thing, but if we're not acquainted properly with God in that area, it won't work. See? Decreeing without acquaintance is invalidated. You have to know that God wants you to have it. You have to know that God wants you to use it for him. But he wants you to be blessed. You got to get rid of them religious spirit that's been holding you back. Go up to the 21st verse. Acquaint now thyself with him. And be at peace. Thereby what?
Good
shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, the Almighty covenant. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. And thou shalt put away iniquity from far from thy tabernacle. Look at verse 24. Wow. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust.
Come on.
And the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And what? You could put that, thou shall have plenty of money. Silver representing money. Thou shall have plenty of money. So, what happened to me here tonight? Because I got to close. What's happened? Because my hours wasn't long enough in our circumstances. Well, what happened to me here tonight? In my period of living right, loving God, but I have not moved in my financial status where I should be, I'm receiving an impartation of a rod that God has put in a prophet's hand. Like Moses brought Israel out of Egypt, the Lord sent me tonight to bring you out of all financial Egypt.
Yes, sir.
He told you your financial condition don't move this rod.
Yeah.
It's prophetic.
Yeah.
It's profound.
Yes, sir.
It's preeminent.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they go by feeling too much.
Yes, sir.
I felt the sudden.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah. Do you still feel it? When you really feel a service, you feel it the rest of your life.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
I think Ron gave me this roll of money. I can feel this.
Yes, sir.
Right there. Yeah. I don't need to have no faith.
Right.
Just peel it. Peel it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Mm.
He gave me that.
Yes, sir.
I'm wearing it for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Many weeks, many months ago, he gave it to me. I got some other rolls them boys give me. Rolls of money with rubber bands on it. That man, I don't know what this guy, he brought me a hunk of money. There, roll of money. I might have to preach about rolls of money. Not just money, rolls of money. Oh, we come to that. We come to that. Oh, yes. I'm trying to close. We come to that. Roll money, rolling in. The money just rolling. The money just rolling in.
The money just rolling in.
Come on now, come on, say it. The money just rolling in.
The money just rolling in.
See, that came up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There's another angle God's showing us now.
Right, right, right.
Rolling.
Rolling.
The money rolling.
Rolling.
I don't care how much, I don't care how much people poke fun at me.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much people talk down about me. They just can't stop me from being blessed.
As long as it's rolling.
The money just keep on rolling. You can't stop it. So I'm telling more shakata. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you tonight that you didn't come to a teaching session. These next two sessions, you need to be here. What money doing?
Rolling.
You know street talk. You know what it means when the money rolling, right? Huh? Huh?
Yes,
you think the dice roll.
Yeah.
But in God's game,
yeah.
The dice not nothing, baby.
Right.
No, no, money rolling.
Money rolling.
I dare you say money rolling in my direction.
Yeah.
Now you can't call not sure, you cannot just say that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear me, sister? You can't say you just can't say that tonight. If you believe I'm a prophet of God,
yes,
you keep saying what I say.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm long gone.
Yes.
Been gone 6 months.
Yes.
You still out on the back porch saying money rolling.
Money rolling.
Because it will have an effect.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what kind of effect it has. I want you to see it. Open your Bible to Isaiah 55:11. This kind of effect it will have.
Come on,
this kind of effect it will have.
On,
I know, I feel someone wants to scream, but they don't want everybody to know. Say, prophet, apostle, my finances is all messed up. They ain't here. My finances is all jacked up. And they ain't put a jack on it last year. It been jacked up. But that's why God have you here. I love you. God love you. We want you to see it. Up! I'm talking to everybody in here.
Yes, sir.
You should have your dream.
Yes, sir.
Have people in this room who are living right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, man, a woman, a man living right.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
But in that area, still suffering.
Yes.
It caused arguments in the home.
Yeah.
Man think he bringing enough home. She says, not enough. I worked overtime 3 days. That's not good enough. I don't want to live on overtime. I want to live all the time. Oh, my. What I was about to tell you, I don't know. Well, I was trying to close. Yeah, Isaiah 55, 11. I was talking this. I'm taking this scripture to back me up. Not Isaiah. As God's mouthpiece in this house tonight, so shall my word be the fool that go down my mouth. I'm his mouth tonight. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall what? That which I plead. And it shall prosper. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. I'm going to close. I got a lot of other things, but I'm trying to get this thing out. I'm trying to get this rod out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this rod, this financial rod, this prophetical rod, this apostolic rod. Yeah, to swallow up debt, swallow up lack. The body of Christ, I feel the Holy Ghost. The body of Christ, the body of Christ have to get a financial rod in their hand. Money cometh is a financial rod. You see, those are not, because God breathed on them, they're not regular words. The body of Christ had never heard it before, 20-some years ago. It's still just as alive today as it was 20 years ago. Because the Lord told me it would never stop. It's an end-time message that his church got to get this rancor out. Men and women are anointed. I mean, really anointed, but they don't have no money. And that's an area that they have not used their anointing in properly to get that financial breakthrough. Nobody in here, listen to me carefully, love God no more than I do.
Come on, yes. Pastor.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
And I'm living a holy life.
Yes, sir.
Sanctified.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All them officials getting in trouble now? Yeah. It won't happen to me.
Right. Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Because I say, hello, you lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go out in public. Let's go get some tough check or something, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Because it ain't true.
Yes, sir.
And my boys better stay clean.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We
are. Yes, sir. Well, sometimes you got a little Billy Goat won't say something, you know. A little heifer won't say something that really not real, trying to tear somebody down.
Yes, sir. That's right, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
Live right, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Run. Do like Joseph. Run.
Yes,
Joseph said, I can't do this against God. Holiness, sanctification, living right. I feel the Holy Ghost. Giving God praise. Not dishonoring God with your words or your lifestyle. In Him, I live, I move, and I have my being. You set apart. Don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Don't call for it.
Yeah.
Don't let your flesh rule you. I got to close.
Yeah.
Don't let your flesh rule you no more.
Yeah.
Respect women
as
your daughter, your sister, or your mama. Don't catch a person at that weak moment and use them. Protect. Provide. Produce. How I got over there? How I got over there? Come on, what's she now? We got to live right.
Yes, sir.
You can't punk God out.
Come on, Apostle.
The old folks down in the deep south say there's a dead cat on the line somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes things not working. It says a dead cat. You know what that means, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll take up more. We'll talk about flowing in money. Mm. Lift your hand. Give God thanks. Lord, we thank you. Now remember, we went into a new, I don't know how it sounds. I don't know how you felt. I don't know none of that. All I know is we went in a new financial area tonight. All right? We got to wait. We got to work with it. But when I talk about it, I feel it tangibly in my hand. That rod, you see, not regular teaching. Thank God for teaching. I'm not belittling it. But the rod, along with the teaching, will produce supernatural results. So you leave not here as the same woman, and you leave not here as the same man. You leave here knowing that you're supposed to rule in finances. What I say? Are you hearing me? You don't need to know how. See, you don't need to know how. Don't go to how I'm going to do it, what time it is and all that. And we don't have nothing to do with that. We're talking about God. God wants you to live the good life, but he also wants you to give the good life to somebody else. Like, buy somebody else a house. Buy somebody else a car. Always feel good. I've done that. And ready to do it anytime you tell me to do it. And well able to do it. It's not a money problem you have. It's a stewardship problem. How you handle what you got now? Can God tell you don't? See. You can't save seed. You can't have a seed saving account and don't plant it. See, when you're trying to save yourself and not sow, then you live off the bank interest. You know how much that raises, right? And nothing to live on. The bank don't pay you enough to live on. You can put big money in the bank. They still don't pay you enough to live on. Not like God wants you to live. All right. 10:30 in the morning. We're not going to tarry. My singing song, go right to work. All right? All right. See you in the morning.